Hey,
welcome to the Keep It Cute Show.
I'm Dakia.
And I'm Sabrina.
And today we're going to talk about friendships again. You know, that's a running topic for us. But we're going to talk about how and if you should check a friend when they are wrong. You know, in the words of Sheree, who gonna check me, boo? But if you have a real friendship, we think that your friends should be able to call you out when necessary.
Let's start off with the icebreaker, our favorite icebreaker. So yes. What is your confession of the week?
Ooh, you got me going my confessions first. All right. My confession for the week. I'm going to see if my husband is watching this episode or not. But I just went on a vacation. Me and one of my best friends went on a vacation to Jamaica. And I splurged a bit on the girls trip. I upgraded to first class going and coming.
Hey, boo. I mean, it's about the experience.
It's about the experience. I hadn't been on a vacation in a very long time. So technically, it's cost savings because this was just one long trip.
Yes, girl math.
Yeah, girl math. It's saving us money, honey.
It matters. And I personally believe the vacation starts before you actually get to the destination.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Like, my experience leading into the vacation and leaving the vacation is just as important as Absolutely. When I'm actually at the actual
destination. We gotta set the tone. We're gonna go through security nice and easy. We're keeping it cute. We're gonna sit
in the... You got your TSA pre-check?
Girl.
You got your clear?
Clear.
Okay. Global entry. The first class too.
I did the first class with the lounge, so I had a really nice, we had lunch in the lounge, we had our champagne, mm-hmm. and got on our plane in first class. You watched everybody else walk by, and you're like, mm-hmm. No, so it was a nice splurge. So we set the tone of the trip going, and then it allowed me to like accept coming back to reality.
Yeah, for sure. You need that, like, that smooth onboard, that mm-hmm. smooth off ramp, yeah. You know? What I never understood is, why do they make first class board first?
I know.
I was like, shit, I should be able to board at the last damn minute.
Right. I mean, I guess because you're sitting down and you get your hot towel and everything like that, and then you can kind of, you know, be comfortable while everybody else is still.
I know, but I don't want everyone to, like, walk past. I kind of just want to, like, you know.
Oh, you put your headphones in, grab your book, and you just, you know. I know, that's the bougie in me. Don't judge me, y'all. I'm a little bougie.
I don't even want you to see me if I'm in first class. I don't even want you to see me if I'm in first class, okay? I want to be completely disappeared from everybody else
in first
class.
Right. So what's your confession?
Okay, my confession is not nearly as fun. But my confession of the week is that I've been, like, trying to lose weight because I'm also going on vacation at mm-hmm. the end of the month. And I just feel like, girl, you know, the winter has passed. I was definitely hibernating mm-hmm. and eating all types of cookies and treats and stuff
that
like
in
that.
Love weight.
That happy weight. Exactly. Mm-hmm. The happy weight, you know. And I'm not a big person, but, you know, it just ain't flat like it used to be. Mm-hmm. You know, things are very round and, you know, kind of squishy mm-hmm. right now. So and so I always feel like kind of weird saying that because I'm so thin and people are like, oh, Sabrina, you're fine. I'm like, there is being fine in clothes that you can, like, you know, hide some stuff, like right now, like very mm-hmm. nicely seated to the side, cards in place. But, like, there's a difference when you're, like, on a beach.
Right.
In a bathing suit
with
or a
nothing
bikini,
to forgive.
And there's no hiding it. Mm-hmm. And I refuse to be that person on vacation who's, like, clothed or, like, covered up. No, I will mm-hmm. not be that person. I have not hit that age yet. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've just been trying to, like, lose weight. So I've been trying to, like, stop eating at a certain time and, like, not eat too many carbs. And
is it working? Have you been doing
I've been
it?
I've been dropping, like, pounds here and there and stuff like that. Okay. It's slow but steady. I'm not good at, like, the extreme diets.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people just, like, do fasts and mm-hmm. all types of craziness. No, I don't do that. Mm-hmm. I need something slow but steady. Mm-hmm. So.
No, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
So okay. That's my confession. It's needed.
Yeah.
Every bit of it sucks, but every bit of it is needed. So,
I hear you.
There
I'm in the same boat. And you guys, let us know what your confession is for the week. Put it in the chat. We can't wait to hear from you. We'll be sure to connect with you on that.
Yes.
All right. So let's get into this conversation about friendships.
Yes, absolutely. So friendships, I mean, recurring topic on this podcast because it's just, you know, such a big part of life. It's your chosen family, right?
Yes.
And so we've talked about making friends at this big age. We're mm-hmm. not going to say what the ages are.
They're big enough.
Yeah, they're big enough. You know what I'm saying? We've talked about what makes a good girlfriend, what makes a good friend, mm-hmm. right? And I think that in any friendship, you have to be vulnerable. But then there's also this element of, like, honesty.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so sometimes just because honesty is, I would consider, a good, you know, relationship hygiene or relationship practice, doesn't make it any easier.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, depending on the person. So want to toss it to you. How important is honesty? Do you believe in, like, full honesty, like how important is it in a friendship, and like how do you feel, how are your thoughts on that?
So for me, it's levels to it. I have some friends and some associates and some acquaintances that we keep it kind of surface level. You know what I mean? We don't have that kind of accountability. Sometimes people are a little more aggressive or haterish when they try to check you. Sometimes it comes out a little bit off of jealousy, or, you know, just trying to one up you, and like they're trying to, oh, let me put her in her place. So those are the type of people that are on my outer circle. Actually, I'm not even in any circle, if I'm going to be completely honest.
I wouldn't even consider that a friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But my inner circle, or my true friends, you know, those are the people that, if anybody's going to check me, I want it to be them, because I know that it's going to come from a place of honesty, of truth, of love, and to try to better me. Like, girl, get your stuff together, you know? So I do think that it's important to be able to have that kind of friendship where you are your sister's keeper. Like, now, sis, now you know you should not have done that. And I definitely have had times when somebody had to sit me down like, you sure? What about you?
I think it's true. I kind of feel like there's levels to it. And I feel like there are friends where I could be like, bitch, you was tripping. Like, just straight up, bitch, you was tripping. Then other friends where I feel like because they're sensitive, or because they'll start to feel like they need to pop back or whatever.
That I'll defensiveness.
They'll get really defensive or whatever. I feel like I kind of have to massage it a little bit more. Like, I gotta be...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
They'll go.
No, I call that you gotta sprinkle some sugar on the shit.
Yeah, definitely. I gotta warm them up, butter them up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like depending on the friend, but... to me, I try to be the friend that I want, you know what I mean? Like, in return. And so some people don't agree with that. Some people feel like, you know, what you need in a friendship and what I need in a friendship are two separate things, and we don't have to match each other. And I always find that to be very weird. But, like, I want to be the friend that I want you to be. So if I'm tripping, be like, Sabrina, you tripping. And in my experience, I have had people say that, most often my sister. Most often my sister's the one who tells me that. But I think it's just important. I think you have to be honest with someone if you truly love them.
So for you, are you the type of person that need that the sugar sprinkled on the shit when they come to you? Or can you just receive it and be like, okay, I receive it. Thank you. I'll work on applying that. Or are you the type of person that needs to be like, come on.
You know what? I would love for my sister to answer that question.
Okay, Michelle, get in the comments, girl.
I was like, I don't know. So I would like to say it depends on the person. Like, I feel like delivery is everything.
Yeah.
So I don't want you, like, making me feel bad about it, right? Even though, like, I have had, like, you know, the morning after you're, like, raging with your girlfriends. I have had girls be like, Sabrina, you were doing too fucking much last night. Like, I've had, like, because they were annoyed by whatever antics I was on the night before. That I don't really mind as much, you know, especially if we're all out drinking. But if it's something a little bit more sensitive, like relationship or anything like that, I think I'm gonna need you to be like a little bit more like, you're gonna have to sugar. You're gonna have to put some sugar, some syrup, some other stuff. Everything's gonna have to be on that. if it's like a personal situation for me, then yeah, I'm gonna need it. If it's just like, Sabrina, you were doing too much while you were drunk, you can say whatever. You can say I was being a dumb bitch.
And I'd be like, touche.
Yeah, I'll be like, you right. Or I'll be like, shit, I don't remember.
It was a good time. I think I'm the same way. I think I definitely need the sugar, the, the agave, the honey, all of that, stuff when it's something sensitive. And also, my best friend Kirsten does a very good job of this. She makes you feel, and I think that this is a great approach when you're trying to do this, but she makes you feel heard first and then redirected, I'd say. So I think that when you're approaching a friend to make sure that they're to tell them that they need to maybe rethink some things, I think that making sure they, their feelings are valid, like, I can understand why you felt this way. I can understand why this was your go-to. I acknowledge the feelings that you're having. However, I think that the redirection of this should be this, this, and this. I think that's the mature way to do it. Some people aren't always that mature, and it depends also on the receiver. Are they mature enough to receive that?
Absolutely. I think that that's right. I think you have to lead with empathy, right? I can understand why you're feeling like this. If I was in your shoes, I would also probably struggle with this. You know, like, what does my therapist say? My therapist says, like, acknowledge their truth before you critique. Like, make it seem like, well, not make it seem, but acknowledge that they're human.
Yeah.
Right? We're not perfect people. So we're gonna fuck up. So kind of say, like, given everything you have going on, like, there's no wonder that this is what you did.
Yeah.
However.
Yeah, comma.
However, Whereas in the future,
mm-hmm. absolutely,
whatever that absolutely. Transition word is for you, that's something you got to do.
So how do you make the differentiation between, is this friend just being judgy and harsh and the criticism isn't quite on point, or is this, you know, constructive help? Like how do you make that differentiation? Well, let's start with that.
It depends on what they're critiquing me about. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel bad saying this. I really feel bad. Like, I think if it's like me being drunk, that's one thing, right? Mm-hmm. If it's like, Sabrina, you're being dumb in your relationship, mm-hmm. that's when I start to feel like I'm being judged, right? Mm-hmm. Because everyone has someone that you're going to be stupid for when you, in the matter
haven't
of love.
We all?
Like, you know, it's just the way that it is. And so I feel like when it comes to matters of the heart, you have to tread real lightly.
Yeah.
That's when you have to tread like the most lightly, because I feel like people do stupid shit and they're probably going to continue to do stupid shit. And you don't want to be that girlfriend that expresses some type of judgment, so then that friend no longer feels comfortable turning to you.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that you can't keep it real with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you all have that girlfriend whose man ain't shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, we all have that girl who's man ain't shit, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, she done caught him doing X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
And they always end up reconciling, or mm-hmm. he'll explain it away, or she mm-hmm. decides to. Like, after a while, like, you have to kind of be like, girl, you know, like, but this is, instead of being like, oh, he always doing that shit, blah, blah, blah. Like, you could just be like, you know, well, this is a pattern.
Yes.
Or this is on brand. You know what I mean?
So I had that exact thing happened to one of my good friends, a friend that you know.
Okay.
And so she was with this guy for years. I don't even know how long she was with him, but he would mess up, she would leave, and then she would come and vent and say, I'm gone, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, she'd come back and like, oh no, he worked it out. He apologized. And we went on this dance of, you know, me helping her through leaving and then coming back like years.
Bro, how many times you gonna fake move out?
Right, exactly. So to the point where it was like, I could not continue to give the same advice. I had to give her the space and opportunity to kind of get to that place for herself.
Mm-hmm.
I could only give but so much advice and say, hey, you know, don't forget who you are. Remember who the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
Remember your worth. Remember, this is a pattern that you've seen before.
Exactly.
That's all I can do until she was ready to accept.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right. You're right. This one is it. And now I'm so proud of her. She's done. But as that friend, I had to be holding her accountable. I had to check her. But when she wasn't in a place to receive it, as that friend, had to back off.
I think that's a good point. I think that there is, I think that's the distinction between, you know, being honest but being judgmental. I think as a friend, you have to be honest and be like, hey, this is nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, blah, blah, blah. But I think the judgment comes from when your friend may not handle the situation the way that you want to.
Right.
Just because they confide in you doesn't mean that they're going to change course or alter or leave that man or
right.
whatever the case may be. And I think that that's when you have to just embrace that they're human and mm-hmm. they're not ready for that. I think that friends that expect, because you're so upset and you ran to them and you cried to them and they helped you through it and they were like, that nigga ain't shit, whatever. Just because that happened, you can't expect that person to take your advice.
Mm-hmm. It's only your advice. It's only your opinion. And like you said, they have to make that decision for themselves in the time that they're ready.
Right.
It might just be more time.
And your point about your advice changes, right? Like the mm-hmm. first few times she ran to you, you're probably like, girl, mm-hmm. I can't believe this. What mm-hmm. you want to do? What you want to mm-hmm. do? What you want? You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. but then after a while, you're like, okay, so mm-hmm. this is cyclical now. So we in this mm-hmm. part of the cycle. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to let you vent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask you, how are you going to take care of yourself?
Exactly.
What are you going to do to make sure that you can remain mm-hmm. centered?
Like, how is this going to be different? What are we doing differently this time?
Or like, just like, how are we going to make sure that you don't lose yourself?
Oh, how can we like just maintain and make it through?
Yeah,
because you're not going nowhere.
Because you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do we make sure that you're okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do we need to do?
What is that called? Palettes of care?
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know that term.
I don't know.
Okay.
Like, you know, when you're at someone's at their end of the life, they can't do anything. They just try to keep them comfortable through the pain.
Oh, that's a very dark metaphor.
I know.
Okay.
Relationships be dark, y'all.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. That took a turn.
Yeah, like, do we need to go out for drinks, girl? Do you want to go get massage? Do we need a girls date? You know, like, let me just make you as comfortable as I can, because
mm-hmm.
you ain't going nowhere. You still mm-hmm. got to go home to this man. You ain't going to leave him.
Mm-hmm.
So let me distract you. Can I be a distraction for, like, mm-hmm. that's when you're, you know, and that's just being honest with her. Like, girl, we both know you ain't gonna leave him, so let's mm-hmm. just go have fun.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, yeah. That's real.
That's the way it is.
So for me, like you said, we've talked about it before, like it's definitely different circumstances require different type of accountability and different type of let me check you. A couple of times I actually ask my friends to check me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if I know I'm going through something, like I'm feeling a certain type of way and I'm trying to figure out like, girl, are you on the right track? Are you crazy on this one? Are you thinking clearly on this one? I'll go to my friends and like, all right, this is the situation. Situation is X, Y, and Z. I'm thinking A, B, and C. You know, am I wrong? Because now I'm about to elemental P this thing. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. And if they're like, come on, we ought to elemental P right on with you. Or then sometimes it's like, maybe we need to.
Yeah.
So I definitely need that type of friend where I can actually go to them to be checked. I only have a few of those. You're one of them. But I'm like, girl, what you think about?
Yeah.
What you think about this situation? Am I crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Or I need to go ahead and elemental P.
Yeah. I feel like that's right. I think that that's completely right. Like, you have your friends that, you know, gonna ride, or they're gonna be mm-hmm. there for you through, you know, some of the
Thelma
good,
and Louise.
Some of the good decisions and the bad decisions. You know what I'm saying? They just go.
We ride at dawn.
There, exactly. We gonna do it. Like, it's like, that's what it is. That's what it means to be friends. Another thing that I've been trying to do in relationships is ask that person how they want to hear advice mm-hmm. in advance. You know what I'm saying? Like, so when they tell me a situation, sometimes I'm like, do you want to vent
mm-hmm.
or do you want my advice?
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Because sometimes your girls don't want to hear no advice. They just mm-hmm. want you to be like, mm-hmm, girl, healing mm-hmm. shit. Mm-hmm, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes they just want an ear mm-hmm. to, like, you know, to talk to. So that's one's like, and if they do want advice, I try to do the follow-up of like, okay, so what's the best way to like mm-hmm. give you advice in this situation? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I try to ask people what they want because mm-hmm. I want to be like, you know yourself best.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what it is. Like, girl, just give it to me real.
That's a very mature approach. That therapy is working very well. Mm. But okay. I think that men in relationships, I know we're talking about friendships here, but I think that this could also relate to men in relationships because sometimes when your woman comes to you and they're like venting about something, a man naturally wants to fix it,
right?
You know, and sometimes, you know, like you said, sometimes I just want to vent. Mm-hmm. This is not about you trying to fix anything or giving advice or whatever. And I think that sometimes that same you know, approach can be helpful in friendships and relationships.
Yeah.
But we leaving the men out of this one, but it can be working for both times.
Absolutely. Like, mm-hmm. and you know, and if you have a man that really loves you, he's gonna ride for you. Like, what that bitch?
Uh-huh,
you
uh-huh.
say? And you always, and you see that in the Housewives, right? Where the husbands get really defensive over their wives because they mm-hmm. see how stressed they are. So they want to jump in the fight.
Well, most of them. Now, Juan Dixon don't care. Juan Dixon gonna add to it.
He don't give a fuck. You're saying, but you know, and I feel for those men because they're trying to defend the person that they love, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you can't jump in women's business,
right?
You can't do it. So like, that's so interesting that you say that because then you have the men that go all on the other side of the mm-hmm. spectrum. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
I just think that that's crazy. So
mm-hmm.
honesty and friendships. Mm-hmm. Can you think of a time when someone had to be honest with you? I have one.
Okay.
I have one, but mine is like drunken shit. Like, okay. Mine is like, oh, Sabrina, we were like vacationing, way too many drinks. I think it was like guava punch or something like that. It was mm-hmm. something crazy like that.
Delicious.
It was so good. But I can't have anything guava to this day because of this.
Oh, that's funny.
I just got so sick. So I was like, anything with guava, if I smell it, I'm mm-hmm. like, oh. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but like, I don't even know. I was having a good old time. It was mm-hmm. a great day. It was like one of those boat days. You're on a boat, ooh. Blah, blah, blah.
And then but the heat makes it worse.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're on the ocean, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. But like my girlfriend was like, Sabrina, you were doing the absolute most. You were like all up on this old guy. Like,
not the old guy. Out of all the guys to be on, you picked the old one. That's, I mean, I know you said, like older men.
She said, but he had his own boat. She was like, okay. But you were like all up on the old guy. You were doing way too much.
Trying to get a sugar daddy. Trying to be a sugar baby on the boat.
So bad. She's like, bitch, I had to pull you off of him. I was like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's funny.
But like, she was like, yeah, I need you to like reel it in and mm-hmm. shit so that like I don't have to come and snatch you from like, you right. know.
Because as her friend, she was trying to make sure that you were okay, which kind of took away from her fun. And,
exactly.
Because she was worried about you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She was like, I can't be getting in between you and Hugh Hefner. Like, you need to... Like, you need to have some type of wits about you. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I've had, like, that's some time when my friend had to, like, pull me to the side and was like, I understand you're having fun this trip, but you're having, like, too much fun.
Mm-hmm.
By the time she told me, though, it was, like, the next day and you're feeling, like, death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, fuck. So mm-hmm. it was almost like insult to injury. Like, right. I feel like shit, but now I really feel like shit because mm-hmm. I'm like hurting your, like ruining your vacation.
Yeah.
So that's been a time when I've gotten checked. Like, you're drinking too much on mm-hmm. this trip.
Yeah. No, I think I might have had that too, actually. Like, oh, shit. I think I might have had that. I don't think I was on an old sugar daddy.
Yeah.
But I definitely had to, like, especially when we were young and we were first starting a vacation and it was all inclusive.
When you could, like, finally. Yeah.
So it was just like, yeah.
This
you
was had a little to, bit after that, but yeah.
I mean, details. Details that don't matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, definitely have had that. My friends have had to reel me in, like, let's go a little slower. No shots for you. Mm-hmm. So to this day, I'm very rarely. I will have a shot maybe once a year, if that. I would
prefer shots.
Mm.
Because I feel like mixed drinks is what takes me over the edge.
So that's the thing. I can't do mixed drinks either. I could do a shot before a mixed drink because the sugar gives me a hangover. And, then, and I never know how much alcohol is in the mixed drinks. That's why I typically just stick with my wine and my champagne.
Okay.
And then just go from there. Because if not, I'm dancing on the table.
But champagne gives me such a bad headache the next day.
You need to train your body, honey. I feel no pain with champagne.
I was like, I feel like the next day I'm like, it's like this just... Right in here. It just hurts so bad every time I have champagne. I want to. I love the bubbles. But the next day, it's so fun. I feel like shit.
No, that's... I mean, I guess I just taught myself that this is what we do. This is how we turn up. I love it. That's like, the only pain I want in my life is champagne.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, so I'm like, for me, I can drink shots.
Okay.
I'm like a shots girl. I love it. If not, I'll just do like straight up like tequila soda, something like that. Very like clean. Yeah. I can ride that all day.
If I take a shot, you won't be able to shut me up. I just keep talking. I'm so serious. And next thing you know, I'm talking to everybody.
But the thing
I'm
about dancing. Nikia is, Nikia's a happy drunk.
I am.
She's a happy drunk. So I don't mind when you're drunk because you're happy.
That's because I stay away from the brown.
Yeah.
The brown brings me down. I remember being drinking brown in college, sitting on the curb crying.
Yes.
Because the brown brings me down. Give me some white liquor, some tequila, some vodka. Good times.
I feel like that. I always tell people Jameson turns me into Drake. I get all of my feelings. I'm just like, I get all of my feelings. I'm just like, why is this happening?
That's so funny. Like,
yeah. So I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Gotta stay with the clear liquor.
Yeah. I don't know how we got here, but it was.
I don't either. I don't know. Where are we in this thing? Okay. So speaking of girls trips and being among the girls and stuff like that, like, so do you feel like when you have a girlfriend, and this is true whether you're all friends or is this just your friend and you're going out with another like group of friends, like when you have one girlfriend that fucks up, do you feel the need to let the other, and you feel like they were not acting correctly, or they were doing too much, and whatever the case may be, do you feel the need to let your larger group of friends know that you felt like that in order to not feel be like complicit?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
cause so that you don't seem like you were agreeing with the behavior?
Yes. Like, how do you deal with it when you have one girlfriend who is doing too much in a group of girlfriends? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you deal with that? Do you just feel like, hey, I don't even acknowledge the larger group dynamic and it's just one-on-one with me and her? Mm-hmm. Or do you feel the need to at least address it because other people may have witnessed it?
Yeah. I'm very rarely in large girl groups in general. I like to have small group interactions. It's just easier for me to maintain. I like a good trio or, you know, just like two, three, four.
I'm like that too.
Yeah. I'm not really a big large group person. But if that were the case, I still would, because I prefer that one-on-one dynamic, I'm definitely going to just take the girl to the side. Like, you're my friend. We're going to address this here. If they saw it, that's on them. If they want to talk about it, that's on them. I'm not going to go to them like, did you see what Susie Q did and blah, blah, blah.
What if they bring it up with you? Like, girl, your girl was doing the most.
Yes. We had a conversation about it. We're handling it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my response. My response is, yeah, it was a lot, but, you know, she had a good time and we're addressing it. You know, we're handling it. You know, I've already had a conversation with her about it.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can address that. Yeah, I see that you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it too, and we handled it behind closed doors. It's not for group consumption.
I think that's really mature. I think that's very mature. I think that just because everyone saw it doesn't mean that everyone needs to have a conversation about it. You know what I mean? And if you're in, like, if you're out and you're hanging out, people know that there's alcohol flowing, there's shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not much more to, like, to be said, you know, by me adding details.
Right.
Like, you don't need to know why she was dealing with it, like any of that. So I agree, like, it's something like, yes, it was a moment. She had a moment.
She had a moment. We all have moments. Don't you have moments? We handled it.
Yeah, exactly. I think that that's right. It is. I do feel it's interesting because this particular scenario happens, I feel like, on reality TV.
Uh-oh.
so much.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about something specifically on TV.
Oh, no. I just mean, like, okay. on reality TV, you have these groups of women who are hanging out, and then, like, someone will have a moment, and mm-hmm. then, like, their friend or their closest ally on the show feels the need to have to, like, defend them publicly.
Yeah.
And I always found that so bizarre.
But you know why that is.
I know. It's for TV.
And they make you go and have another one-on-one conversation about somebody else that wasn't there so you can tell them what your friend did in public.
They're like, oh, I heard that when y'all went out, this and this happened. Yeah, that happened.
I guess they gotta have it for the ratings and for the viewers. Yeah. But in real life, and see, that's my issue with reality TV. I feel like people are showcasing this as what friend groups are like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this is what is advertised of. This is how a friend group behaves. This mm-hmm. is how they interact with each other. This is how they treat each other. Mm-hmm. So because we grew up before this reality TV, we know that this is not always correct. Yes, there are some instances where it's like this, but this is not norm or healthy. But I feel so bad for the younger generations that this is what is on TV and this is what they see is what a friend group is. I've actually seen the same issue with some of my students at the school, at my mm-hmm. studio, that they think that their friend group is supposed to go back and forth because that's what's shown. We had shows like A Different World where the friends were talking and keeping each other accountable. We had shows like Living Single and mm-hmm. and all these different things. So we saw different friend groups and how they interact.
What did Riley say? Conflict resolution?
Yes.
But also just like in a more like healthy one-on-one.
Yes.
Girl-to-girl. Kind of situation.
Exactly. So that whole dynamic of whatever one person does, you got to bring it to the friend group mm-hmm. and hold that person accountable in public. I think that that's just for TV, and unfortunately, that people are now thinking that reality is reality TV, and I'm so sad about that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So
we talked about one more thing.
Okay, come on, give it to me
about group dynamics. Right? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a situation where you've had a girlfriend who is like doesn't like another one of your girlfriends, and but you're kind of like, but that person did nothing to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think, actually, I've had that several times, and I hate that.
That's the most difficult one to me.
Yeah, it is hard, and I think that's why I keep my friend group so small, so I don't have to worry about that so much. You know what I mean?
preemptive measures in that.
I mean, we live and we learn. You know, we're not going to make the same mistakes twice. I remember in college when you're younger and stuff, you have the friend groups and, you know, oh, you can't hang out with this person because we don't like this person and all that stuff.
Oh my God.
It's so much work. And I'm okay with having a lot of close circles, and they might all interact at some point. And if there's some not, they're just all separate. You know what I mean? And my true friends and all my friends know if I rock with somebody, Don't bring no stuff to me about them. You know what I mean? Like, unless it's something harmful or hurtful or mm-hmm. something in danger, if you don't like them,
that's fine.
That's on you, mm-hmm. you know, but this is my person. I rock with them. And same for them. If they have a person like, oh, I'm not really a fan, but that's your friend, and I support that friendship of yours.
And that's the way it should be, right? Yeah. Like, not all of your friends are going to be friends with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Not your tastes aren't going to be my taste exactly. when it comes to, like, friends mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is the mature way to go about it. And I think that when I find out that friends don't get along, like you said, it's just best to, like, keep them separate.
Separate but equal.
Yes. And I think that when people have expressed to me, oh, I don't like such and such a friend, I just take it, I register, okay. And sometimes I feel like it comes from jealousy and hate.
Mm-hmm.
Or that person's triggered by something that has nothing to do with mm-hmm. the friend that they said that they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, that's where I feel like, sometimes I don't need to say that to you.
Yeah, no, you don't need to bring that to the other group. And I will say, you know, when a friend does say, you know, I'm not sure if I'm feeling this person, because I'm close to them, I'm like, all right, so what issues do you have? You know what I mean? Maybe I have a blind spot. Maybe mm-hmm. I have rose colored glasses. It's something I'm missing, you know? And if it's nothing that seems like an issue, I'm like, okay, well, that's just not your person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're not going to sway me away from somebody. You know, if you don't rock with somebody, that's cool. But now if you said something like, oh, I saw her doing such and such and such and such in the bathroom, and she was also talking about you. And if my friend heard and saw all this stuff, then thank you for bringing that to my attention. Mm-hmm. Maybe I had some rose colored glasses and didn't see it. But if it's just like, ah, I just don't like her vibe. Oh yeah, I get it.
Yeah. That's it. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel necessarily the need to be like, I feel like you're being a hater.
Right. No, exactly.
I don't feel like that.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, well, no, I get that. You know, everybody ain't for everybody.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting because that's another form of honesty, right?
Yes.
Like, I don't need to tell you that you're being a hater mm-hmm. when it comes to this situation because that really doesn't serve anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I think in friendships and relationships, right? Mm-hmm. Friendships and relationships, there is this moment of like, is honesty for the betterment of this person,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a girlfriend who don't like nobody,
mm-hmm.
because they're just a hater, then that's when the conversation may need to start
yeah,
happening.
Yeah, maybe you're the problem.
That's when it starts to happen. But if you don't like my girlfriend or whatever, because she had a bad night, mm-hmm. all right, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's cool. You know what I mean? I think it really depends. Like, honesty is important, but you also have to understand, like, what is the goal of this honesty? Like,
exactly.
If the goal of the honesty is so that you make better decisions when you're drunk, if the goals of honesty is so you know how to process or deal with your dysfunctional relationship better, mm-hmm. that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if the goals of honesty is for me to tell you you're being a hater towards my other friend,
Yeah, not so much.
Not so much. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it just depends. So, I do believe in honesty, but there's, you know, you got to filter it.
Yes. And at our age and given the experiences that we've had, we have the knowledge and experience to be able to filter through that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? I see that it just isn't. This isn't for you. This isn't for me. You know what I mean? Like, you can filter when it's the hate versus the constructive, like, sis, open your eyes. I'm seeing things that you don't.
Right, mm-hmm, right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to say what your when they checked you?
Hmm?
Did you say, give an example of when you had to check somewhere and someone checks you? Did you try to skirt past that?
Did I?
I was like, wait, I don't remember you doing that.
Okay, so I'll give an example. Okay, so I did have to check one of my girlfriends. Okay. Oh, like you said, it always goes back to men. Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness. Most of the time you have to check your girlfriends, mm-hmm. it's in relation to men, which is unfortunate.
Stupid.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So one of my girlfriends, who shall remain nameless to the day I die, mm-hmm. Just got herself in a very dangerous situation when it came to a man.
Ooh.
It was I'm just happy she made it out.
Like, if physically I'm gonna be dangerous?
Yeah. Ooh. I'm just happy that she made it out. And, it was very toxic. It had the potential to be a very dangerous situation. And, you know, he was fine. He was fine as hell, though. You know?
It's always been
he was fine as hell. I ain't gonna lie. The man was fine as hell.
When he's fine and probably good in bed.
Yeah.
Ooh,
a big fine man. Like, he was a big fine one. You know,
like them big ones.
You know, I like to climb trees. We've talked about it before, guys. But, big fine man. And she was and then he was coming back and was saying all the right things and all, and she was considering, and I had to be like,
don't do it.
Okay. And again, I had to do the approach to my other friend. I can understand that this man is fine as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that it probably for a moment would be a good time if you catch my drift. But honey, we barely made it out the last time.
Yeah, I understand.
I understand.
He's saying all the right things.
But
yes,
mm-hmm. I also understand that you were in a very bad situation.
Right.
And sometimes we kind of block out. I don't know if it's because of trauma. You kind of block out the bad stuff. But remember, it was this, and this, the good stuff. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? But let's not forget how we had some very potentially dangerous situations. So had to check her, and then she accepted it really quickly. She was like, you know what? You're right.
Did he put hands on her?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Did he try to run her over?
I'm protecting the innocent now.
Okay.
But it was a very dangerous, where she could have been in a very bad situation.
Okay, you said everything and nothing. So we're going to move on with that. But I will say,
keeping it cute.
Yeah. But I think the thing from that I think is important is that when you have a friend that's being stupid over a man,
mm-hmm.
especially when he's fine, especially mm-hmm. when he's good in bed or whatever the case may be, right? Maybe he has a certain lifestyle that she just loves.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important, even though you may feel like he ain't shit,
mm-hmm.
I think it's important to never express that to your friend who is in love with that person or
yeah.
who's stuck on that person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that whenever I am trying to give advice to someone, I always try to say the nice things or the good qualities of that person that mm-hmm. maybe has them like tethered a mm-hmm. little bit more, like, I know he's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's really giving.
Yes.
I know he's whatever. Like,
I know the chemistry is there.
Yeah, I've seen him in his moments where he can be really like sweet and mm-hmm. whatever. Like, I don't think he's a bad guy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't necessarily know if he's the best guy for
you.
I try to make sure that I lead with understanding.
Exactly. And that empathy.
And that empathy, and just acknowledging that just because this guy is not the best guy for you doesn't make him like the scum of the earth.
But then you got to do the sandwich method. You do all that good. I can understand why, you know, but let's not forget that he did all of these things, and we cannot negate that this is a bad situation for you, but we're going to put the in bread on the sandwich and be like, and because you're so awesome, you deserve better.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And no, you can't be friends with him, girl.
No, we are not being friends. No friendship.
There's no friendships.
We cut the toxicity out, you know.
All right, so you ready for some game time?
I'm ready for some game time. Always ready for some games.
All right, so this next game we're going to play is called Wine Glass Wisdom.
Yes, all right? Pull out the wine glass.
Yes, and so in this game, we have a few different topics on pieces of paper within this wine glass. We're going to take turns choosing a piece of paper, reading it aloud, and then we have 30 seconds to list or name as many of that topic as possible. Mm-hmm. We'll time each other, and we'll see
how many we got.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know what's written on here. Our producer wrote these out, so we don't know what's on it, so we're going to see. I kind of did a bad job last time we played this game, so we'll see.
And I can't remember names to save my life, so here we go. All right, do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, I'll time you.
All right, let's see. You know I'm going to go for pink. You know I'm the pink girl. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
What is it?
Types of wine.
Oh, God. All right, and go.
Okay. Let's start sweet. Moscato, Riesling, Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay, Pinot Grigio, Pinot Gris. Let's go with a Pinot Noir, a Malbec, a Syrah, Cabernet, Sauvignon. You got a Shiraz, Grenache. Did I say Malbec? I'm not sure if I said Malbec or not. Let's go with a...
5 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Time,
oh, Zinfandel.
Time.
Okay, does that one count?
No. Don't go. So you got 12.
You got 12. Okay.
That was pretty good.
Well, I love my wine. I love my wine.
Like, girl, you hit 7. And I was like, that's it for me. That's all I know.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. All right, your turn. Let me see your phone.
Okay, great. And I'm just going to randomly choose. Oh, God.
Okay, you ready?
No.
What is it?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, rom-coms.
Oh, I love rom-coms. Okay.
I'm so bad at names. Okay, here we go.
You ready?
Yes.
And go.
I'm going to start. Is 10 Things I Hate About You
yes.
a rom-com?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is The Wedding Planner a rom-com?
Yes.
Okay. What about Two Can Play That Game?
We'll go with that.
What about... I'm so bad at names. Rom-coms is like the genre I hate to watch.
No, really?
Yeah.
I love rom-coms.
What is some other rom-com? What is a J-Lo movie?
All of them, right. 3 seconds.
Oh, my God. 3?
And time is
Damn
up.
It. Okay. I got 3, y'all. I'm so bad at names.
It's okay.
What are some rom-coms?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many. Like, 27 Dresses. Did you say that one? All the black ones, like Love Jones and Love and Basketball.
That's not comedy. That's what had me like, it's rom-com. It has to be comedy.
Yeah, but rom-coms goes both ways. Like, that's what she said. I definitely consider Love Jones like a romantic comedy.
I was
going to
do Love and Basketball. I wasn't going to do any of those because I'm like, there's nothing funny about that.
They have funny moments. I think, like, just there's not... You're not just like romantic movies. There's always like little jokes.
Did I say The Wedding Planner?
I don't know what you said. You only said 3 things.
I did. And we don't remember. Okay. I was trying to be true to the rom-com definition, but we ain't going to talk about that.
All right. Let's see.
I'm going to have to get some wine glass wisdom because this is a ring. Okay. Ready?
Ah! Prince songs.
Oh. Red.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Go.
How Come You Don't Call Me No More? Purple Rain. Adore, Insatiable, I can't say that one on TV, Little Red Corvette, Raspberry Beret, The Most Beautiful Girl in the World, mm-hmm. Dearly Beloved, we're 1999, shucks, I'm spelling, Gold,
That's it.
Okay.
That was good.
9.
You're
okay.
Good. Damn. All right, here we go, girl.
All right, your turn.
All right. Shit. All right. Here we go.
What you going with? What you going? Blue or green? Blue or green?
I'm going to get the green because green's my color.
Green's your color.
And randomly choosing ain't helping me.
You ready?
Yes.
Oh, wait, no. What is it first?
Spike Lee movies.
Ooh, I'm glad you got that one, not me. You ready? Go.
She's Gotta Have It.
Yes.
She Hate Me.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Right Thing.
Mm-hmm.
School Days.
Yep.
The Four Lords. The Four.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's not it. I know what you're talking about, though.
The Four.
Whatever. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Whatever the hell it is.
I'm going to give it to you, but I know what you're talking about.
Not Four Landlords. The no. Four Lords. The Four something like that. It's the guys. But, the
yeah.
The Vietnam War. Okay, that one.
I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
But your time's up.
Okay. I got four this time, right? Instead of three. God, I hate this game. Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, well, you have to do the last one.
Oh, wow. You didn't give us an even number. Well, I got to do an extra. Okay.
Well, this is your game. We go. She's good at this one.
Oh, and man.
What is yours?
Wayans kids. Ooh. The Wayans family.
And there's a lot of them.
But wait. It's a lot of them. Shucks. Okay. Damon. Mm-hmm. Marlon.
Who's the finest one?
Oh, Marlon.
Mm-hmm.
Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Damon. Keenan.
Keenan. Mm-hmm.
Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
They have a lot of sisters,
I know, but I don't know all the sisters. The funny one, the funny girl from In Living Color. What's her name? Wanda, I mean, you know, they love to talk about Miss Jenkins.
With the Kia car, care,
you know, but you know, care. I ain't want to gossip, but you ain't heard it from me. What is,
I know.
What's her name? I feel bad, sis.
It's
I love
over.
You though.
It's over.
Okay.
I feel like bad now. She probably got one of them. Damn, I'm about to look that up.
I know. What's her name?
I don't know what her
She's
name.
Funny. I'm so sorry. I love you. Blame my brain and not my heart.
I know.
But your brother Marlon is fine.
He's
so
the
sorry.
Finest one. Finest one. Did you see him recently stepping out with that cowboy
with the
hat?
Broke and I back, was like, no broke back. I mean, he was definitely in his Beyonce Cowboy Carter swag. I loved
like,
it for him. He's getting finer by the year.
Is it Kim Wayans?
Kim!
Yeah.
How did I not?
I was like, damn, that was not.
My bad, Kim.
That was easy, too.
My bad. Out of all the names, I can't remember
My
Kim.
Bad. All right, y'all. That's it for today.
Yes.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Please make sure to like, subscribe, comment, all of that. And remember, we will be here every Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yes. And make sure you have a great week and keep it cute.
Bye, y'all.